victims. Aren't we all?
For the Just Moves of Junk, I'm Notorious J.I.M.
And I'm Julian.
And in today's episode, we're discussing The Crow. Now, this is a movie I loved for years and years. It actually really influenced me when I was in high school to start dressing slightly gothic.
Sure.
I was actually really into it. I really loved this movie. This is actually the first Brandon Lee movie I've ever seen.
So, in 94, I would have been, what, 10 years old when this came out?
Yeah.
So, I guess I was just at the right age to kind of develop my taste in music and things like that.
Yeah, because this had a killer soundtrack. It really did.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to say it introduced me to a lot of bands because, like, there was MTV at the time. Anybody remember that?
Yeah.
But it certainly helped.
It really did.
Like, I mean, to be fair, The Cure was around. STP was sort of, like, becoming a thing.
It got me into STP. I actually listened to STP before I actually saw The Crow. I heard a couple of songs or whatever, you know, they play on the radio.
Big Empty
was the one, yeah. Because I remember not just hearing the song, I remember actually seeing the music video for it. It was one of those things that you stay up late at night watching MTV. Back when MTV did play music videos, like we discussed. And you actually see the music video that actually has scenes from the movie in it. Mm. I mean, it's not the only video that did that. Of course, you could actually go Nine Inch Nails. You could actually go with Guns N' Roses that had scenes from Terminator 2 in it. Kind of same thing. Even had Arnold in it, if you remember the video.
Did they?
Yeah, they had Arnold in the video. He goes to a Guns N' Roses concert to do God Knows What.
Would You Be Mine?
Yeah, was the song. And he's wearing the shades, and you're seeing things in Terminator View, and looking at the crowd. And I haven't seen it in forever, but I remember he does go towards the stage or whatever. Remember, also, Arnold did show up in AC/DC's Big Gun.
Did he?
Yeah. From Last Action Hero. He was actually on stage with the stupid little shorts and everything.
That's fucking, I don't remember that at all. That's fucking ridiculous.
He was dancing on stage like a jackass.
Like Jean-Claude Van Damme dancing, or?
No, it was just like big dude dancing, all stupid and shit.
Was he dancing like Tom Cruise on 106 and Park?
Oh, that was some moves. That was some sick moves. Some really, really sick moves.
You can't see it, but I'm doing the dance right now. It's like he's sort of starting a motorcycle, and since he's a white guy, doesn't really like bend his body, so it's all like dipping at the knees.
He's all stiff and all. Anyway, great soundtrack. But let me ask you, how'd you get to The Crow?
I remember going to the movies to see it. I guess because I just watched a lot of action movies in general, I was like, oh man, there's a lot of guns in the trailer. There's like a crow. There's like some dead shit going on.
Yeah.
So it was just like, I'm going to go see this. I don't really know or understand any like thing that's going on. Trailer. I'm fucking 10. What do I know?
Yeah, it's just dark. It was a dark ass trailer. I don't think it really explained what was going on well.
I don't remember. Like I said, from the trailer, I remember they had that scene where he's flipping with the guns on the table.
Yeah, which looks awesome as fuck.
And then there was, like, you know, crows flying around, and he's like, they have the voiceover of, like, a crow's gonna come back for revenge and shit like that.
Yeah.
So I was like, you know what, I like revenge. I'm gonna convince some older person to stupidly bring me to a fucking adult movie.
Unfortunately, I had to wait to tape.
Which wasn't too long after that.
Yeah, it wasn't too long after it. I actually got it from one of those mom and pop stores that used to have around. You could just go and rent the tape.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what age you were, they didn't give a shit. Like, they like money.
Back when all the porn was behind a door.
Yeah, you just have to be. You're not old enough to go to the back room to get porn. You kind of peep in there and kind of look at the box sets,
the box covers,
the box covers and all. But you can't really go back there. But you can get anything else. You can get anything violent as fuck. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, I remember renting Faces of Death to kind of give you an idea of how like much they didn't give a shit. I saw them all, too.
Yeah, let's get this kid Faces of Death.
Ah, well, he's going to learn about death eventually.
Speaking of death, since we're talking about The Crow, let's touch on the fact that he actually did die making this movie.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know exactly how it happened. I know they said they were using blanks and maybe a piece of a shell broke off and killed him.
From what I've heard, it was somebody, like, they fired off the blanks.
Yeah.
Or they fired, like, they did something where they shot off, like, the real bullets.
Yeah.
Or the real blanks to kind of, like, clean out the bullet casing itself.
Yeah.
But it wasn't, like, 100% cleaned or cleared.
Yeah.
And it was, yeah, just, like, a piece of it was still in there. and it managed to like hit him for real, like a real bullet would.
Yeah.
Because like a blank, it just makes a noise, and you know, it's like flash paper and shit.
Yeah, just pop, that's it.
Yeah, there's, you know, a real bullet has something shooting out of it.
I wonder, do they still do that nowadays? Use blanks?
Surprisingly, a lot of movies use fucking like CG and shit like that for their guns. I mean, really? They'll still use like something in the gun to kind of give it a kick and a muzzle flash, if need be. But for the most part, it's like a lot of digital muzzle flash, a lot of like, you know, ADR noise.
Yeah.
So you're just holding a gun, like moving your hand like you're really shooting a gun.
But not really doing much.
Yeah. It's safer. I mean,
that's probably why. Maybe that influenced people to get away from using shells.
I wouldn't doubt it. I mean, it makes sense. If you're trying to like make a big action movie, you want to have as little fucking casualties.
Yeah.
You know, we're not filming the Twilight Zone here. We got
Oh man, kids down on that set.
Yeah, they got decapitated on that set.
Yeah, by fucking helicopter. But I don't know why we're laughing at that. Let's move on.
Oh, the kids died.
Dead kids.
I could sleep easy at night knowing there's dead kids.
Alright, so speaking of people dying in the middle of filming a movie, Heath Ledger. When he died during the filming, not really the filming, but the end of The Dark Knight, I think they were actually doing production, right? Or during post-production.
Yeah, which is basically adding CG and fucking editing.
Yeah, so like all the film work was already done. All the voice work he did and what he didn't do. I think they said they enhanced his performance.
Well, he was already done filming because he was already making The Imaginarium of Dr. Parnassus.
Yeah.
So he was completely done. He had no more work to do on The Dark Knight.
Yeah, so like, alright, so he was done, post-production. He dies. I just knew in my head, like, man, he just died. He's a dude wearing makeup.
I guess I never put that together.
Yeah, he never, just goes comparisons. Immediately it popped in my head, like, before the movie's released. Like, shit, this is gonna be the next Crow. Hey, if you think about it, everyone dressed up as the Crow for years, and then...
Well, they're still dressing up as the
Crow. Yeah, every once in a while you see some guy, some fat Crow.
Yeah. Fat Crow. I mean, but like, yeah. Like, you see a million fucking Jokers these days, and... Like, they sort of sold... I don't want to say they sold The Dark Knight on Heath Ledger dying, but a lot of people were going specifically because Heath Ledger died, and... I feel like it had the same sort of... thing to it.
Yeah, I actually felt like it was very familiar, or like very similar. And I just kind of knew before the movie actually came out that it was going to be driven by the fact that he died during his performance. Like, I mean, the movie's a good movie regardless. You know,
not the only reason. Batman Begins did really well.
Yeah, Batman Begins did really well. I mean, the movie's good on its own. If you take away the fact that Heath Ledger died in the film, it's a great film. In fact... Unlike The Crow, which I actually watched The Crow knowing that Brandon Lee died, I kind of knew that he was dead. I understood that as I was watching the movie. Besides that, you know, with The Joker, I forgot that it was Heath Ledger for a while. He makes you actually forget that he's the actor who passed away. He's just a character in the movie.
Well, a lot of people do that. I mean, it's not just fucking dead people.
Not just saying that.
Fucking Gary Oldman does that in every goddamn movie.
Yeah, I'm not just saying just dead people. I'm just saying certain actors could do that.
Well, they're character actors.
Yeah.
Is how you can get away with that.
Yeah.
Like I said, Gary Oldman's a good example of that.
Certain actors like Samuel L. can't do it, of course.
No.
He's just Samuel L. regardless. But, I remember Brandon Lee having trouble finding work, which led him to The Crow eventually. A lot of people know him for martial arts and stuff, but he never wanted to do that shit. It's something he never wanted to do. Brandon Lee actually started off, you know, going, like, taking classes after classes. He wouldn't really get into, like, drama and really, you know, acting his ass off. But because of the fact that he was Bruce Lee's son, he couldn't actually escape it. I remember he told a story one time that he actually went to an audition. And the lady that was actually interviewing him had a portfolio with all this stuff. But on the back of it, it had a picture of Bruce Lee.
Jesus Christ.
So, as he's doing his interview, he's kind of looking dead into a picture of his father. And it's like, you know...
I can't escape this shit.
And he says... It was a lady. And he said that once she realized that, she felt really sorry about it and asked to defend him. And he said, his reply was, well, it's kind of like if you went to a job interview and someone was just more concerned about your tits.
Jeez.
He was highly offended by that.
And that's how we got the role in Showdown in Little Tokyo.
So he did a couple of drama movies. He tried his best, but he couldn't escape the fact he was Bruce Lee's son. So he eventually did embrace it. He went to one of Bruce Lee's students, one of his better students. It goes to him and actually learns Jeet Kune Do from him. So he can start making action movies. He knows that's a market for him to make action movies. There's no other Bruce Lee. They've tried their fucking best to make another Bruce Lee. Being his son, he may have a chance to get out there.
Yeah, he'll be better than Bruce Lai.
Bruce Lai and Dragon Lee.
Yeah, and all that shit.
Yeah. Bruce Lee with it, one E.
Yeah.
L-E-I.
Yeah, I was about to say that. He's so, better than the white guy from fucking No Retreat, No Surrender. Yeah.
You know, he also actually did get a chance right before he did The Crow to play his father in Dragon, the Bruce Lee story. He turned it down. He's like, this is exactly what I want to get away from.
Like, he wanted to be known for this.
He wasn't making martial arts films. He was doing it because, you know, it pays the fucking bills. It's easier to do. He can work that way. That's what everyone's expecting him to do. So when The Crow came up, he actually auditioned for it because he wanted to fucking do this. He wanted to do something completely different and to stand out on his own. Now, even though he died while making the film, when people think of Brandon Lee, they think The Crow. They don't think, you know...
Well, sadly, they also think he's fucking dead from The Crow.
Yeah, also, unfortunately, yeah.
They don't think of him saying, you've got the biggest dick I've ever seen on a man.
To Dolph Lundgren?
Yeah.
Ah, oh, he's made some awful movies, man.
Dolph Lundgren or Brandon Lee?
Both.
Yeah.
try watching Dolph Lundgren actually try to act. I saw one movie recently, a couple years ago.
What is it, Dungeon Siege 2?
No, I haven't seen it yet because I know it's going to be bad. But it was some movie, his wife gets kidnapped, and he's on the phone driving, and he's trying to be concerned about her, but it's terrible.
Is it as bad as him driving in the tunnels? Like going, like in the Punisher?
For Punisher. I think it was a cool Punisher, but it's a totally different story.
I just remember that one scene.
Yeah. Anyway, we're not talking about Lundgren. We'll talk about that another day. You know.
Maybe.
Perhaps. But yeah, so like, he fucking dies in this movie. We already know that. That happens. Unfortunately. But it was a chance to actually get away from his father, so that was a pretty cool thing to happen. He actually got away from his father. He was actually able to do his own thing and be known for his own thing. So that was pretty cool that it happened to him before his career ended abruptly.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's interesting to think what would he have done after this. Because clearly this would have made him, maybe not a huge star, but it definitely would have gotten him more movie roles.
Yeah, because his movies were going, I want to say they were going straight to DVD.
Because there was no DVD at the time.
Yeah, there was no straight to DVD at the time. They were going to theaters, but no one really cared. It was kind of like going in and out of theaters.
Yeah, or it was like low budget movies and shit.
Like, who really gave a shit? I mean, this would have exploded his career. Who knows what kind of roles he would have done? Like, would have been more dramatic, or whatever. Maybe in the future, more dramatic roles.
I feel like he would have been pigeonholed into a fucking like action role, anyways. Because The Crow's not exactly a completely serious movie.
It's not. I mean, I feel like he put on a good performance, but yeah, because in the action took it to a different level. Maybe it would have been a different type of action star.
Maybe.
Yeah.
It would have been like a bit more serious, or they might have given him like a bit more serious dialogue to deliver.
Like, probably like Matt Damon.
I would have thought more like Liam Neeson in fucking like Taken.
Oh yeah, that's better, but
because Matt Damon, like, what the hell comes to mind? Like fucking the Bourne series?
I mean, like those kind of movies is what I meant. Not like that particular actor.
Oh.
Like, just a regular guy who has more dialogue, better dialogue, and more of a fleshed out story, maybe.
I mean, maybe. Like, we also have to keep in mind this is 94.
Yeah.
So, around the time, let's say he got work immediately after, there wasn't too many other, like, we're gonna take our action hero seriously movies.
Yeah, there wasn't.
It wasn't until, like, maybe the, like, mid-2000s where our action heroes stopped being, like, such a goof.
Yeah, so some of these scenes in the movie, like the gun battle at the end of the movie, if you look at it, that's like it's an American film, and we have a gun battle that's very, I guess, like
John Woo. Hong Kong, is what you want to say?
Yeah, John Woo's type.
I mean, yes and no. I feel like John Woo would have more lovingly filmed the fucking gunfight.
Yeah,
but it's still cool. The flip on the table and shit like that. Yeah, pretty sells cool.
It. They just grab the sword, just start hacking at it. Just fuck it.
Hacking at it.
Yeah, hacking at it.
Hack at it instead of have at it.
Yeah, I mean, he's hacking. Yeah, he's fucking slinging that motherfucker around.
I mean, there is, like, stuff from The Crow that I still talk about, or I use pretty regularly.
Yeah.
Like, in this scene, exactly. You can cut that out.
Just let people know. We are currently watching The Crow.
Oh, I thought you were just going to cut it out. No, I was just pointing it out to you. But
I did a Karate Kid.
Oh.
Just let people know. We are currently watching The Crow at this moment as we're talking about it, because we haven't seen it in years, and we want to refresh our memory and just enjoy it. You know what? There's a lot of stuff we've seen that we actually still do like, and it still holds up to this very day.
Yeah, all the fucking model work, because, like, the city is clearly a miniature.
Yeah, which the director eventually used. Ratty did this movie. He actually was going to do it for Dark City regardless, which was his next film.
Mm.
But he tested it out with The Crow first.
Well, it pays off in Dark City, especially because the city moves around. Like,
yeah.
I don't know, maybe it's because, like, a CG city, especially in 94, wouldn't have looked good.
Yeah.
But, like, a model... I don't know. Like, it has depth and shit like that.
Yeah, it looks real. You actually feel like it's gritty. And then the smoke around it just makes it, like, an awful place to go.
Yeah. Like, you can kind of go with it a lot more because it's a tangible thing. But, like, when Sarah shows up and she's, like, complaining about the rain. And he says it can't rain all the time.
Yeah.
I tell people that shit all the time. Like, whenever they're like, oh, man, this sucks. I'll be like, well, it can't rain all the time.
Yeah.
And then I draw, like, lips on a fucking picture the way Ernie Hudson does.
Yeah. He does do that. It's kind of stupid. It's like the Batman revealing when Michael Keaton's Batman finds out that Jack Nicholson's the Joker.
Yeah, and he draws on it. Or Ace Ventura when the dog accidentally puts its, like, fur over a picture of that football player to, like, let him know it's a wig and shit like that.
Yeah.
Oh, that is pretty stupid. But...
my favorite line, caw, caw, bang, fuck, I'm dead.
What?
Remember Todd Dollar was actually, like, making fun of the fact he just shot his fucking bird.
Oh, when they're on the roof?
Yeah, well, that was before they go on the roof. That's when they're in the church.
In the cemetery still or whatever?
Yeah, cemetery. You get that awesome church cemetery gun battle,
mm-hmm.
which I think holds up. And then, Ernie Hudson's there.
Ernie Hudson's everywhere.
Yeah, he's kind of everywhere. It's figured out the movie. I mean, he's part of it. He's the cop that stayed with Shelley when she was dying.
Yeah, and he's still, like, I don't want to say taken care of, but he's still, I guess, sympathetic to Sarah, the little girl.
Yeah. Kind of knows that she lost her friends and stuff.
Yeah, and, like, her mom's big whore.
Yeah, who does smack.
Yeah. You know, back in the 90s when it was still called smack.
Like I said, taking it back. With a junkie boyfriend. I guess that was a boyfriend.
Fun boy.
Yeah.
I guess. He might have just been, like, the dude she was fucking. Just the
dude she was fucking for smack.
Yeah.
Basically. They don't really show that they really connect well. It's just...
they're a couple of junkies, though. Like, what the hell do you expect from them?
That's what I mean. They could have just been, like, some dude she's fucking.
I mean...
is her mom, like, a waitress as well?
Well, she's...
she becomes a waitress.
No, she's a waitress at that bar they're working at. I think eventually she will go somewhere else.
Yeah, because Eric shows up, squeezes the heroin out of her.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead and say smack. You know you want to.
He squeezes the smack out of her.
Smack, smack. Take a something, they'll smack you back. I don't remember sugar smacks that well.
But it's like, how can you... I don't know how you did it. How do you do it?
How do you do what?
Squeeze smack out of someone's fucking vein.
I don't know. He's back from the dead. Like, there's no fucking set rules in this world.
He's kind of doing whatever the fuck he wants.
Yeah, he gets shot in the hand. He has a good ass.
Oh, that was
gun.
Awesome. Yeah, he looks through it, makes a joke about it and shit.
He screams.
Yeah.
Man, imagine being on heroin and fucking seeing that. I bet that blows your goddamn mind.
Jesus.
Like, you would also think that, because they're on heroin, just seeing this dude jump through the window and shit with a guitar would have been enough to, like, make you want to, like, OD right away.
Yeah, because that's already fucked up.
Let alone the fucking shot through hand and cleaning you up through zombie magic and shit.
Yeah, we had some really good scenes in the movie too, like when he's running on top of the roof,
mm-hmm.
to Nine Inch Nails, and then we get, like, him actually eventually playing guitar, disturbing the fuck out of his neighbors on top of the roof.
I'm sure somebody called the cops on that.
Somebody had to call the cops.
Because immediately when he was done, he broke the guitar.
Yeah, he makes out his wreck. It's late at night or early in the morning, depends on how it's like. You know, he fucking doesn't have to sleep. He's dead.
Yeah. Who knows if he ever has to sleep.
What does he do when he's not getting revenge? Because it's only, like, a few nights, right?
What is he doing during the day?
Is he just, like, hanging out? Like, going out, getting the sun? Like,
I think he's, like, crying in the room and shit.
Yeah, just hanging out. Like, I must go out at dark.
Yes.
Because it takes place over 2 days, I think.
It's a few days, yeah.
2 or 3 days.
Because it's enough time for him to, like, get sort of immediate revenge on, like, one or two people. They kind of come together. They're like, this guy's out there. He gets more revenge. And then the third night, I think, is when him and Top Dollar fight. Or is that all the same night as well?
I think that's like, I'm going to say it was two nights.
Because he does run into Ernie Hudson during the day. Or is it Shelly? Or no, Sarah that he runs into during the day.
I can't remember. I can't remember him ever going to daylight.
But... Well, remember somebody's listening to like records and shit?
Yeah, he does. He fucks with it.
Yeah.
I think he plays her or something.
Or I think he goes to Ernie Hudson's house too, but...
He does. He kind of shows up and like makes Ernie drop his beer. No, he gives him a beer.
Yeah, and then he Batmans. Beer
yeah, he Batmans him.
He's like, so anyways... Oh, man. But what's also funny, like looking back at this movie, it is super 90s.
It is.
It is so 90s, it's not even funny.
I love this movie because it actually takes you back to a time. Like an actual time. It's a movie that captures that time. And not every movie does that. I mean, especially with the 90s. Not too many movies capture the 90s.
So there's this, The Craft.
Yeah, this, The Craft. The First Clerks.
Yeah, that's pretty fucking 90s.
Yeah.
I mean, not Pulp Fiction. That's sort of like...
I want to say Cruel Intentions, but I don't know.
Yeah, that wasn't a very good movie.
Yeah, it doesn't take you back. Not really, no.
Nah.
Yeah, The Craft definitely does.
Because... I like this and The Craft kind of like fostered that goth thing that went on for a while.
Yeah.
I mean, it's still going on. You still see people like that.
I'm glad emo's starting to go away. Would you rather have emo or hipster?
I'd rather have hipsters.
Yeah.
Because at least like they're dressed sensibly.
Yeah.
Sort of. I mean, like on a cold day, why are you going to wear a V-neck and a fucking like scarf?
Yeah.
And skinny jeans? Like put some fucking clothes on, man. It's fucking cold out. Who the fuck do you think you are? I mean, like, there's also a character in here that I realize that nobody really talks about. Fucking Tony Todd. Candyman.
Oh, yeah, he is fucking in it, right? Yeah, he's like the... he's unrecognizable. I actually found out that he was in the movie way later on. Way later on.
When you were just looking up Candyman's resume and shit?
Yeah, I was looking up his resume, see what else he's done. Because I was curious how many Candymans he did. Like, how many of these motherfuckers made? He made about...
like four?
About three, I think.
It's
three or four.
It's at least three. I know that. But
they're going to reboot it, but he's still going to play Candyman. So it doesn't change anything.
Well, who the hell else can be Candyman?
Yeah, I mean, I was actually talking to someone about Candyman recently. I had a big conversation about it. I was like, that person never heard of Candyman. I'm like, really? He's a fucking slave. Got his hand cut off from messing with those white women.
Yeah. I mean, well, it didn't stop him because he's fucking with that white lady in the movie.
Yeah.
Throwing up bees on her and shit.
Haven't learned nothing.
Yeah. Can't teach Candyman nothing.
But yeah, I found out recently he's actually in the movie. I was like, I didn't even recognize him. And as we're currently watching right now, we just saw him. He doesn't really look familiar, does he? It's the facial hair, maybe the way it's filmed.
Well, they're also making him out to be like, I guess in other movies, because isn't he also in like Final Destination?
Yeah.
As like the ominous guy?
Yeah.
Like, in those kind of movies, they really play up, like, his voice, and he's sort of a big character.
Yeah, now he's kind of, in this movie, he's more of just a regular guy.
Yeah, he's more subdued. He's like a, I want to say businessman almost.
Yeah.
He feels more together. Like, he knows his shit a lot better than everyone else.
He reminds me of that guy who will bring, like, his boss a glass of orange juice or something like that in the morning. Mm-hmm. And then go strangle somebody for him later on that day.
Oh, I was thinking of, like, a fucking... IT, like, business guy or nothing, but...
Yeah, I can imagine being a business guy, but if he has to do something crooked, he'll do it with no problem.
He'll put on his Harry Potter glasses and get to it.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, I just imagine getting a phone call on a cell phone, which he probably doesn't have because it's the 90s. Even though cell phones did exist and everyone had it, everyone had pagers instead.
Yeah, what was up with that?
Yeah.
Pager's the stupidest invention.
Yeah, it is.
Because it's like, you call the pager so that you can call that person. If you had a cell phone, just, hey, I'm calling you. We're talking right now.
I remember when cell phones became more cheap and affordable. It was leaving the 90s, going to the early 2000s, right?
Mm-hmm.
And people didn't want to let go of their pagers. They had pagers and cell phones. So like, someone would page them and call them back on the cell phone.
Oh, man. If you were a drug dealer, you had like 3 pagers, 2 cell phones, a house phone. Like, who knows what the fax machine maybe was still holding on strong in the 90s.
Yeah.
God God, it must suck to be a drug dealer. Like, how many fucking, like, connections do you think you have to pay for there?
Like in, I'm with, in the 90s?
Yeah, I'm with AT&T, I'm with Sprint, I'm with fucking, like, Nextel. I got all kinds of shit going on.
I have no idea. No idea. They say only doctors and drug dealers have pagers. And everyone had it.
Yeah, I had a pager. You know who was calling me? Nobody.
I had people page me.
304? They were 304 on you all day?
They put 911.
Oh. Yeah. I thought they were 304. That way when you looked at it, it looked like it said ho.
I had a couple of hoes. I had a couple of hoes. I had, like, ex-girlfriend used to hit me with the 911, but she's mad at me for me to call her, and then she'll bitch me out about some shit I didn't care to hear about.
And you would look at it in 911, that's a joke, and you throw it away. Put your pager away.
You get the hell every once in a while.
Yeah? What is that, 4377?
Yeah.
Hey, see? Not that I was a drug dealer or anything. I just remember pager stuff.
Conveniently remember pager stuff.
You know what else is interesting about this movie? There's a lot of cigarette smoking.
There is a lot of cigarette smoking.
Like, which would show you the 90s. Like, have you noticed these days people try to cut down on cigarette smoking in the movies? It's sort of, I don't want to say a mandated thing, but it's a lot more, I don't know, it's like something people don't want to do in the movies anymore.
Yeah,
like
they're going away from it.
Wolverine, who we all know smokes cigars.
Yeah.
Marvel's like, well, he no longer smoked. In the movies, he, like, they try to keep him smoking as little as they can.
Yeah. I know for a fact that James Bond, I think Pierce Brosnan's character is the only Bond that smoked.
Or no, like, Sean Connery smoked.
Sean Connery did smoke, did he?
Yeah.
Because I remember Pierce Brosnan's character, his version of it, actually did smoke cigars.
That's a little bit more classy. Because I remember when, was it Thunderball maybe? One of the casino scenes where Connery's gambling.
Yeah.
He says Bond, James Bond, and lights a cigarette.
That's pretty plain.
Yeah, I mean, what are you going to tell this fucking English/Scottish guy?
We're watching right now. This is actually the scene in which Eric shows up at Ernie Hudson's character's house.
Mm-hmm. Ernie Hudson in his underwear and shit.
Yeah, hanging out. You know.
With his standalone. with his cop-issued standalone mustache.
Well, it was. I think it was more a Ghostbusters issue, because he did have that in Ghostbusters as well.
Didn't he?
No, that was part two.
I was about to say, I don't remember no mustache.
Part one, yeah. Part one, he didn't have it. Part two, he got the stamina on, and he just rocked it for years.
Well, see,
currently still rocks it.
By part two, he had built up enough goodwill within the Ghostbusters, like, incorporated.
The Ghostbusters Inc.
Yes, that he could just grow the mustache and fucking nobody would tell him anything.
Yeah,
like Egon's not gonna trip that suddenly fucking what's his name has a damn mustache.
Well, actually, they didn't do anything for a long period of time. Remember, they say the day that all the ghosts were gone.
Oh, they were fucking him and I think Ray were
just digging around
at birthday parties
and shit.
Yeah. Another person who's in this movie that I wouldn't realize until much later, Bai Ling.
Yeah, I knew that. I knew he fucking killed her.
Like, it wasn't until later when I was like, I fucking hate this lady. Why is she in movies?
Well,
and then I looked her up and I was like, she was in The Crow?
I knew she was in it. I recognized her, but I was like, wait a minute. I remember her being Top Dollar's sister.
Well, she's also way skinnier now. Like, if you see her in, like, Crank 2.
Yeah.
She looks, I don't want to say she looks way different, but she definitely looks different.
Like, I've never seen her, like, man, she's fucking sexy. And then now it's like, oh, I can't fucking stand her.
I want to cut my head off.
I really want to, like, I think to myself, I really want to be away from her as far as possible. And then, oh my God, the nip slips. You know how many nip slips this broad has?
Like in movies or in general?
In general.
With someone with like A cups, it's fucking hard to believe that you can manage that many nip slips.
I don't know. There's well sites dedicated to like her nip slips. Because there's so many of them. There's a ridiculous amount of nip slips.
Bi slip? Bi ling slip? I don't know. Bi ling nip? No, because that's racist.
Yeah.
I just realized.
This show's gone downhill in quality.
But no, because in World War II, they would call them nips.
Yeah.
I don't know why, because clearly we weren't very inventive with our racism back in the 40s.
What's a gook?
It's like, that was Korea, or I think it was, or Nam.
That's what, I mean, I don't know what it.
Like, what is it supposed to mean? I don't know. Like, what's a zipper head? I don't get that.
What?
Like, the Norwegian or Polish, I think is what they were. Like, back in the 1800s, the cowboys would call them square heads. It's like, what the fuck's that mean? Do they have big foreheads, I guess? I don't know.
Well, we really tried until we eventually hit the N-word.
So moon crickets is what I'm trying to get.
Yeah, moon crickets, juggle bunnies. We were really
what is a jungle?
I don't know. Why is a bunny in a jungle?
That makes no sense.
Porch monkey?
I guess jungle cat doesn't sound as fucking ridiculous. This guy's a regular old jungle cat. It's like, all right, I guess.
It'd be funny if they had like racial slurs that weren't that bad. Like, you're an African stallion. Okay.
Well, no, because Rocky's already taken that back. He's the Italian, stallion. So that's whatever.
Yeah, that's true. You know, he fought a lot of black people.
I'm sure he made like fucking at least 3 movies of fighting black dudes. I'm trying to think if he did it. Rocky Balboa. He did it again.
Yeah.
He came out of retirement to fight another black guy.
He only strayed 2 times. One time with
Russian,
and then Tommy Gunn.
Yeah, and then at least with Tommy Gunn, he got to hit the fucking fake Don King, so maybe that's...
It's like, as he made up for it?
Yeah. So when the Crow... While talking about the Crow, we realized Rocky's a racist. Yeah,
indeed he is. You know the part with Brandon Lee smoking a cigarette with Ernie Hudson, which Ross going to bring up?
And he says, these things will kill you, you know?
Yeah, it's kind of like a ha-ha moment.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but as a kid, I was thinking, is he going to fuck up his lipstick? I don't know why I thought that.
It's a movie. They probably put some shit over it, like some powdery shit to make sure. I don't know.
I was just thinking, like, in real life, I wouldn't even be concerned if fuck up his lipstick. You gotta be menacing as you kill people.
That'd be fucking hilarious. Like, we see a scene of him, like, running on roofs, reapplying mixed lipstick as he goes.
Yeah, he's all sweaty. He probably wipes his forehead.
Fuck. Yeah.
Put some more.
He's, like, going... with his, like, his lips looking all stupid... Oh my god, that'd be so funny.
And every time he has to repaint, he has to like play like fucking The Cure.
Yeah. You see him go over to the record player. And then he's gotta wait till the right scene or the right part of the song. Alright, now. Rather than makeup.
Yeah. Buy a new mirror, punch it.
Yeah. He goes to the pawn shop that he just broke into and stole like a bunch of mirrors.
Yeah. Like, I know you got mirrors back there. I'll just...
You got wedding rings and mirrors.
You got wedding rings and mirrors. That's all you have.
Also another character.
Now think about it. Each ring is a soul you took. Or you helped take. And then, you know, mirrors. Bad luck.
Wow. There's a lot of bad shit going on in this fucking...
It's pawn shop.
But another person I didn't realize was in the movie till much later.
Yeah.
T-Bird.
Yeah.
Is the dude from Commando. And... He's the guy...
Commando for, like, from the Warriors?
Yes, he's also the guy from the Warriors.
Yeah.
I didn't know that until way later.
I forgot his name, but, you know, Warriors come out and play, just to let people know.
Yes.
That guy.
That's, I know this name.
I can't think of his name. I was just playing the fucking video game not that long ago.
Where are you off? Well, never mind. I was going to be like, how far'd you get? I guess you can leave my excitement of, like, really?
We'll talk about that later. But yeah, so...
But it's like, I don't know. I guess because when I, like, as a 10-year-old kid, and even going back to it as, like, a 15-year-old kid, like, I had a certain look for people in my mind.
Yeah.
So when, like, this guy from the Warriors shows up, it's like, I guess I never thought he would get old. Like...
Yeah.
Who the fuck would have known?
Like, Dexter's dad. You never thought that he would...
Yeah. You never thought Ajax would fucking get old either.
You know, Ajax grow old and actually teaches serial killer's son... You know, some morals.
Look on approvingly in a picture when he's getting blown. God, that's the best part of that.
But, yeah, so, like, you know, you get this idea of how people look. You just totally don't see them the same. Like, there's certain characters I got introduced to because they were in certain movies. Like, for example, I forgot his name, but he's in the Boondock Saints, too. He's a new member to have.
The Mexican guy?
Yeah, I remember him. That was my first time actually seeing him. And then I missed that he was in Scott Pilgrim versus the World. Him and Tom Jane.
Oh, that's a... But that guy's been in other shit, though.
Yeah, he's been in other shit, too. I go back, I see him in other shit. Kind of like, I think his name's Michael Pena. Vote for Pedro.
Oh, sure. I don't really like that movie.
Well, I'm just saying, I saw him as that, and then I saw him in a bunch of other shit. Oh, it's not Michael Pena. I'm sorry. That's someone else.
And it's Vote for Pedro.
Pena. I'm sorry. I'm sorry if I offended anyone.
You sure did. I mean, never mind all that racist talk we did earlier. Yeah, now is the time.
Yeah, right now. When you get someone's name wrong, that's when everything goes to hell. But no, it's not him. He wasn't Pedro.
But the actor is David Patrick Kelly, and he played Luther in The Warriors.
Oh, that's what it was, Luther.
I mean, but even in, like, Commando, he still looked young.
Yeah, he still did.
He was actually in Louis not too long ago. He's Louis' therapist.
Is he?
Yeah. David Patrick Kelly.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember. I remember watching all of Louis. I remember going to a therapist.
Yeah, remember
well, I did miss a few episodes, but randomly though. So I could have missed that.
It's like season two, he's talking to him and the therapist isn't paying any attention to what he's saying.
Yeah.
He's just like, mm-hmm.
Yeah. My memory's patchy on that. I probably could have missed the episode. But yeah, but the car scene is fucking awesome.
Oh, he blows it up?
Yeah, he blows it up and then makes a little crow symbol. Before the Dark Knight Rises.
Before Daredevil.
Yeah, before Daredevil.
Before, I don't know who else. I'm sure everybody, but it's just, like I was saying earlier, the 90s. I feel like if you did a lot of this, like, let's play the fucking Cure, and this guy's rocking out on a guitar, and he's trying to say some deep shit. And, like, fucking doing crow symbols out of fire. Yeah. It would seem lame as shit.
Yeah.
I feel like it would just feel like, oh my god, are you kidding me with this bullshit?
I loved it. You know, it's not a kid's movie.
Well, I can't tell.
Yeah. I mean, there's stupid stuff happening, and then they also show ass, and I think a little bit of tit.
I think there's exactly... No, because I think Bai Ling shows a boob as well.
I think it's like she shows her ass, definitely. I think she shows a boob.
Yeah, and there's a dead girl who shows a boob. Like, literally one boob when they roll her over.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I don't know. It does feel like it's for... I guess maybe because I saw it as a kid, and in my mind, it's like, sure, a kid can watch this. I don't see what's wrong with it.
I think it actually takes us back to the point that it is, in fact, a comic book movie. It definitely is a comic book movie. And there wasn't that many comic book movies before that. You say 1989, Batman. You look at, like...
Well, we had Batman, we had Superman.
But you look at Superman. Superman was family friendly. But I talk about taking it dark. I think it's more of... It kind of has that comic book feel to it. But it's trying to be more adult.
Yeah, but this was also based on an indie comic. So yeah. It was also, like, without getting into, like, the history of comic books.
Yeah.
You know, that was also, like, comic books themselves turning against, like, what they saw the industry doing.
Like, this is what you're supposed to be championing all. And they're like, we're not this. We're doing something totally different.
Or just, like, kind of dealing with subject matter that comics weren't sort of... Didn't want to deal with at this moment.
They didn't want to touch on.
You know, they were trying to, I don't know, like, kill Superman and sell off the fucking issues as collector items. If you remember that.
Before they all went to hell.
Well, there was... The market was never there for a fucking collector's item goddamn Superman issue. Yeah. So they made so many, like... When you sell so many issues, why is it a collector's item? Because there's so many of them? No, that's not how that works.
Yeah.
Thing fucking explodes, doesn't it?
Fucking.
Do you see it? Like, the frame goes one way, the fucking chassis are everywhere else.
I remember that the car fucking just goes up. Oh, here goes the crow symbol.
Which in later movies would be repeated. I mean, it's dumb that he has the time to build a fucking crow symbol, but...
Well, he kind of planned ahead of time. I think he actually put it there before he went and got him.
No, they showed him spraying the lighter fluid on the ground. He's making it.
Oh, yeah, he is making it. So he just has him just kind of hanging out while I'm like, wait here. That is perfect for when I kill you.
Yeah. Eric Draven. That seems like a comic book name.
Yeah. Or name my kids something like really comic book wise.
Phoenix Dark Feather. Like, chilling.
Wally Williams.
Yeah, it has to be alliterative.
Yeah.
Man, let's see. Luther Lancaster. That sounds like a porno name.
Yeah. I told I always said that whoever I marry in the future, I want to have a kid and name him Lexington Luther.
I remember I've told every girlfriend I've ever had that they need to be prepared to have a Bruce Banner as a kid. That Bruce Banner will leave us, will be a person.
Yeah.
Even if I have to adopt.
Now, I admit that Lexington Luther, his name is really Alexander, but I want to make it Lexington, so I have no other choice but to fucking call him Lex.
Well, if you name him Alex, they're fucking...
They're going to call him Alex, yeah.
Well, they'll call him Lex anyways.
You think so?
Yeah.
I want to be, like, forced to do it, kind of in a way, to make sure he's fucking called Lex Luthor.
Well, then name him Lex Luthor, then. There's no way around it.
Well, I want to. Well, I want to name him. Bill name's going to be Luthor. First name, Lex.
Well, you can't get pissed off when your kid grows up bad and shit.
Shaves like, his head.
Yeah. I hope he, like, turns against it, wants to be a good guy, has long hair and shit.
I wonder if he does come out to be, like... What if he's, like, a really, really cool guy who actually, like, goes to, like, homeless places to feed them and...
They're like, Lex Luthor helps us.
Kitchens
what?
And stuff. Yeah. That's he's not gonna how he operates.
He's going to run for government office and shit. And no one's going to vote for him. You just fucked your kid. I hope you know that. He's never going to be president.
He's never going to be taken seriously for any kind of corporation job he's going to go for.
You know how everyone's like, you should always tell your kids I could be president one day?
Yeah.
Not your son. Never your son.
Well, on that note, that's all time we have for today's show. Don't forget to like us on Facebook, rate and review us. Please subscribe to us to iTunes. Check us out. Check out our Tumblr. Check out our blog at jimsmovesthejunk.blogspot.com. I'm Notorious J.I.M.
And I'm Julian.
And I bid you a good day. Can't rain all the time.
Call.